Britain is trying to get United Nations backing for a military strike against Syria. It's putting a draft resolution to the five permanent members of the Security Council to authorise all necessary measures to protect civilians in Syria. But Britain says it wants to wait for a report from the weapons inspectors before taking any action. Kevin Rann and Tony Abbott have wrapped up their third and final election debates at a People's Forum in Western Sydney. The opposition leader promised not to close any Medicare locals. The Prime Minister flagged that he would look at tightening the rules for foreign investment. The Coalition is set to unveil plans for a $1 billion development fund. Nationals leader Warren Truss is expected to release the details during his press club address today. The ABC understands the fund would provide money for infrastructure and community projects over 5 years. It's 50 years since Martin Luther King delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech. Tens of thousands of people have gathered in Washington to commemorate the anniversary. President Barack Obama addressed the crowd from the same spot from where King delivered his landmark speech. A US military jury has sentenced a former army psychiatrist to death for the massacre of 13 soldiers. Nidal Hassan was convicted of shooting them at the Fort Hood military base in Texas in 2009. More than 30 others were injured in that attack. The US military last executed a prisoner back in 1961.